Three additional Democrats now say they'll vote against Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch and will support a filibuster against him. Republican Senator Dan Sullivan tells the Salem Radio Network that would be a president's breaking move.
There's never been a filibuster. People have talked about Abe Fortas and other things. Clarence Thomas got through the U.S. Senate with 52 votes.
Former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort has volunteered to testify before a House panel that's looking into allegations of Russian meddling in last year's U.S. presidential election. On Wall Street, stocks in the red. The Dow is down about 90 points now. The NASDAQ Composite Index off 4. The S&P 7 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Now, a 1030 KVOI news update provided by KVOA News 4.
Good afternoon at 12:02. I'm Ed Alexander on AM 1030, KVOI, The Voice. Tucson Metro Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Mike Varney announced in a letter yesterday that he's retiring from the chamber. He said the decision to retire was, quote, an excruciating experience, unquote, citing his family, children, and many grandchildren as a reason for the retirement. Varney led the chamber since May of 2011. The Wildcats bid for a national championship ended last night with a 73-71 loss to Xavier, Coach Miller's former team. The Cats led at halftime 37-35, but Xavier held off Arizona scoreless in the final 3 minutes to earn a spot in the Western Final against number one seed Gonzaga tomorrow. Alonzo Traer scored 15 of his 19 points in the second half. Dusan Ristic added 17. Arizona ends the season with a record of 32-5. And you can get someone rid of that extra paperwork. There'll be a free shred-a-thon event tomorrow outside the Arizona Attorney General's office downtown at 400 West Congress. The event is from 9 to 1, and the Beacon Foundation will destroy and secure any sensitive documents. Tucson weather. Great weekend. Sunny and 75 today, 85 tomorrow, 80 on Sunday. It's Buckmaster next on AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice.
Everybody, Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend, I almost said my Friday friend, Tom Fairbanks. Tom is off today, so Ray Allen, who does such a beautiful job for me Monday through Thursday. Ray is pinch-hitting, as they say, engineering and producing the show on this Friday, March 24th, 2017. And a reminder, you may be listening to the program Saturday afternoon because we do re-air the Buckmaster show at 4 o'clock. On Saturday afternoon on KVOI. On Friday, we like to do a shout out to our media friends. These are people who have partnered with our show to prominently display a link over to BuckmasterShow.com on their particular websites, TucsonSentinel.com, and Dylan Smith, who will be joining us at about 12:30 today. Inside Tucson Business, thank you for your support. The Green Valley News and Sahrita Sun, TucsonLifestyle.com, Southern Arizona News Examiner, and the Three Sonorans. And we appreciate all of their support, and I'll say it, I can say it directly to Dan Scheer of the Green Valley News and Sahrita Sun, because Dan is with me in studio. Dan, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Thanks for being with us, and with Dan and myself in studio today, Tom Murphy is here. Mr. Murphy is the mayor of the town of Sahrita. He also serves on the school board in Sahrita. He's been very active in all matters pertaining to Sahrita for really the last 10 years. He is also serving now as the chairman of the Regional Transportation Authority Board. Mayor, thank you for coming in.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Bill, for inviting me.
And it's appropriate to have you in talking about Sahrita because the town of Sahrita will celebrate its big fiesta, 23 years since the incorporation as a town. So that's going to be this Saturday, right?
Absolutely. And it'll run from 2 to 8 p.m. And we also have the honor, one of our sister, our only sister city, is Magdalena, that we established a few years ago. And the mayor of Magdalena, the new mayor of Magdalena, Luis Robles, will be coming up and joining us at Fiesta.
Well, all the mayors do their state of a town or state of city. So I'm going to give you a few seconds here to tell me and my listeners, do your state of the town assessment right now on the Buckmaster Show.
Well, thank you, Bill. And actually, 2017 is starting off fabulously. We, from a commercial side, we are probably under in the next year or so, we'll be under construction of about 170,000 square feet. Under three different locations currently. From a residential perspective, Rancho Cerrito, which is the largest master plan community in Sahuarita, they just recently broke ground on about 800 lots that they will be constructing. There was a small project near Animex Park, one of our main parks, Santa Cruz Meadows, that sat with improved lots for a number of years, but with the Great Recession, really didn't go very far. Richmond America bought those. Quail Creek is our active adult. One of our three active adult communities is doing great. One of our other active adult communities, Rancho Resort, had some property that is under development. Madeira Highlands down on Old Nogales Highway.
So sounds we've like really, growth with a capital G is,
absolutely.
Is the big story. In fact, you've got a shopping mall, a little shopping center that is going to be coming online. And, of course, this comes at a time, there was a report just this week, actually, that existing malls, one-third of them in the United States are struggling to the point where they don't even know if they'll survive for another year.
So. Right. Yes. And ours tends to be more what they would refer to as strip malls, mm-hmm. as opposed to these mega malls that you've seen. And I think, obviously, internet shopping has had an impact on how your Best Buys and maybe your Home Depots. But I still think people at the end of the day, you know, want to touch, feel, and pick it up right there. But I think you will see a changing trend. Amazon obviously has had a big impact on that. But we're excited. The project you mentioned, that's the 140,000 square feet of that 170 that's coming in.
All right. Here's Dan Scheer, the Green Valley News and Sahuarita Sun.
Tom, I mean, I've always called you the busiest man in Sahuarita, but I think over the last few months we can say busiest guy in southern Arizona.
You've got
you've got a lot on your plate, but we do appreciate your work. We have had in the last few years, I've been down there 8 years, we've had things like Ross come in, and now we've announced that Sprouts has come in and at least filed a building plan. They've
Correct.
Not officially announced that they're coming, but
right.
we know they are. When you get the attention of bigger names like that, what does it mean to a town like Sahuarita? And how do we actually go after them?
Right. Well, it's very important because really you're in Arizona, your two funding sources for an incorporated town like ours is state shared revenue, which is based on your population, and then the amount of state revenue, sales revenue that comes into the state, as well as the local, usually referred to as transaction privilege tax. So that it's very important to a community like that. And a lot of people don't realize, I mean, we run local shopping campaigns, and other communities do as well, and it's not just something as a brand that you put out there. It's really important because what builds our next park or pays our next policeman really comes from shopping local. And years ago, and I know Dan knows, we were identified as a town about 75% tax leakage out mm-hmm. of our town, because typically if people work outside of our community, you tend to shop where you work. So our other effort is really creating a diversified economy, and we have a little industrial project that we're working on called Samtex. We have a couple of inventor manufacturers in our town, and we're trying to keep them in our town. But Dan, it's really tough because really it's market driven, and it's the land owners of these projects that really go out. Now, we try as a town to market ourselves as extremely business friendly, mm-hmm. and we talk about no property tax, no impact fees, and it doesn't cost anything to have a business license in Sahuarita. So I think other than owning land, which the town doesn't own presently, all you can really do, I think, is really make it as business friendly, make the permitting process as easy as it can be, and really communicate we're open for business.
Did you say there's no business license
No cost to have a business license in Sahuarita. Yes.
Oh.
We looked at that a number of years ago, and it really was minimal, the amount of money that it brought in, and it gave us, I think, a nice tagline to talk about. So it's really to make it as easy as possible to have the communities or the businesses relocate here. So we've been really proud of that ability over the years.
An issue that comes up every once in a while is that half of Sahuarita has a Green Valley zip code.
Yes.
And I know that the town has tried to get this change or the attention of the Postal Service, which is almost impossible. There is some confusion. I know people who live there have lower auto insurance rates generally, but other than that, I'm not seeing much advantage to it. What are you doing now to try to get that changed, and what impact has it had?
Right, and it's something that I think the town has been working on for a couple of years. As you know, I've only been the mayor for 3 months, and Dwayne Bloomberg, the previous mayor, started on this work. And we just think from me personally, from a branding perspective, I've heard from folks, I don't know if it's still continued. We had one resident that he would call the Walmart, which is in the town of Sahuarita, and they would sometimes say, thank you for calling the Green Valley Walmart. And it drove him particularly crazy, and I'd get a phone call because of that. So for the folks that really look at land for these different projects, I think it is confusing, because are they looking at working with Pima County, which is Green Valley, or are they looking at working with Sahuarita? So we're continuing those conversations. You know, people jokingly sometimes say it takes an act of Congress to get things changed. And when it comes to the Postal Service, I think it will take either an act or some help from Congress to do that. Some folks like the ring of living in Green Valley. I've heard from a couple of people, and then I've heard is from other people on, this doesn't make sense. Spending 21 years in the Air Force and living all over the world, I've never lived in a town that didn't have the name of the town for my mail to be delivered to me, whether it be, you know, Miami or Denver or wherever. So it's we're going to continue, I think, but we're also going to continue to reach out to our residents, because I think it's very important to hear. And I think some people did move and like the name of Green Valley, but from an economic development standpoint, I think it's detrimental.
This whole issue of animal control has been in the news. Who does your animal control right now? And I know there's been some stories about what's going to be your future of animal control.
Yes. Well, currently it is Pima Animal Control's care center. And our contract was up in this July, will be coming up.
That was a year-to-year contract?
Yes, but I haven't been, you know, that much involved in the previous ones. And and there's always a, you can, you know, blow out of a contract, whether they can or we can. And actually, the Green Valley News Sahuarita Sun has done a really good job, really bringing to the forefront, we've had escalating costs quite substantially. And we've had some, you know, be frank, we've had some customer service issues with it. So I've always thought part of good governance and being responsible to our residents that you have to look at what, you know, what contract you're in, and also always be looking at what are the other alternatives. So staff has been directed to look at all possibilities. It will ultimately be the council's decision. I do believe, really believe, being the chair of the RTA and seeing the success of the RTA and PAG over the years, I do believe in a regional approach, but I also represent the residents of Sahuarita, not the residents of everybody. So I think that'll be an ongoing issue and challenge, but I see challenges as opportunities. So, and again, the main focus is fiscally responsibility, accountability, and good customer service.
Could the town afford its own animal?
Well, I think if we looked into it, I think it would be a combination. We have a outstanding organization, interesting enough, in Sahuarita, but called the Green Valley Animal League, who is another no-kill shelter and has just a wonderful organization. Gene Davis has been running it for years and years. So we have some options. That would probably be more of our ability to house the animals. We probably would have to buy an animal control truck and hire a couple of people. But again, you know, I think we'll be looking at all of the above. We have had this contract for a number of years, But as we continue to grow, sometimes for good customer service and financial accountability, sometimes you take on these things. Other times you don't.
All right, Dan, I'm sure you have a follow-up there for the about the animal control issue, but I do need to take a break. It's 12:16. If folks would like to join us, 790-2040, our Buckmaster Show live line call-in number. We'll be back with the mayor, Mr. Murphy, right after this. Mayor Murphy. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. And with almost 60 flights a day taking off from Tucson International Airport nonstop to San Diego, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Oakland, San Francisco, Salt Lake City, Denver, Portland, Seattle, Dallas, Houston, Minneapolis, Chicago, Atlanta, New York, and easy one-stop connections to hundreds of destinations around the world, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
The Regional Transportation Authority and its members are working together to deliver transportation improvements to our region. More than 770 improvements have been completed to date. The success of the RTA is built upon collaboration and leadership that focuses on addressing our regional mobility needs to make our region a safer, more efficient, and more vibrant place to live. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Dive into the culture section with the latest on the arts. Book reviews from Rebecca Guthrie. What movies are hot or not from Bob Garver. Eric Peters brings his unique point of view with his auto reviews. Check out where you could vacation regardless of the season. It is culture news from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
On a changing planet, the University of Arizona's Biosphere 2 has been diving deeper and looking closer while energizing, innovating, conserving, and advancing science on an unparalleled scale to better understand the natural systems around us and to inspire our future generations. For 10 years now, UA Biosphere 2 has explored our planet's future. Come, explore it yourself. Open daily, biosphere2.org.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with the businesses they trust. At BBB, we also want to honor their efforts for doing business the right way. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that our annual Torch Awards are happening on Friday, April 7th at 5:30 p.m. at Casino del Sol. It will be a fun, elegant evening of celebration, and we hope you will join us. Register today at tucson.bbb.org. Thanks for doing business the right way, Southern Arizona.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Monday, the Monday Political Face-Off, featuring commentators Bob Westerman and Don Jorgensen. Also, Pima County Transportation Director Priscilla Cornelio joining us on Buckmaster on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's voice. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show Friday edition. The mayor of Sahorita is with us. Sahorita is celebrating their 23rd anniversary at a fiesta this weekend. Tom Murphy is here, Mayor Murphy, and Dan Scheer, editor of Green Valley News, Sahorita Sun. Dan, it's all yours. Pick up on what we were talking about animal control in Sahorita.
Sure, and actually I'm a 8-year very proud resident of Sahorita and love it. And the 23 years is of incorporation, but Sahorita has been around for about 1 million years.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Been in there forever and a great history, and I've enjoyed telling some of it in the paper. Tom, the PAC, Pima Animal Care Center, rate has gone up for the town of Sahorita 140% just over the past few years. That's what's kind of, I think, pushing some of this. And there's a big question mark as to what may happen in the future, which is why there is a consideration over the future contract. Marana broke with PAC a couple of weeks ago. Even if it would cost Sahorita more money, do you think we would be willing to break with PAC if it meant better service?
I think that would be one of the things that would be under consideration on the table, because it's always a balance of fiscal responsibility but also good customer service. And when it comes to issues, usually with animals, dogs, a lot of times, safety has to be one of the biggest concerns. And we've had a couple recent incidences that had did bring safety into it. So, again, I think it's always, as elected officials representing your community, I think it's prudent to always be looking at what contract are you in, and then what are your other opportunities as a backup, as a B plan. And part of the concern, as Dan pointed out, on this escalating fee, there's really few contracts we enter into as a town that says, well, just give us the bill, and as it continues to go up, when we look at resurfacing our roads, we go out and we say, here's a $50,000 contract to do that. So I think some of the concern is this, continual escalation over time.
All right. We've got calls stacked up. How's that?
Wow.
We've got about 3 calls, I think, that we're going to want to get to. 790-2040, 790-2040 is the Buckmaster Show live line. Let's go to Matthew, first of all. Matthew, you're up to the plate. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, it sounds like we're facing a Brexit situation here in Pima County, and I would just caution Mayor Murphy. Adding to your city budget because it looks sweet now to cut the cost of being part of Pima Animal Care Center is a short-sighted decision. And I can assure you, as we approach the RTA renewal date coming up, who is going to suffer more? If this goes also to RTA, it's a question of, are we a region that's working together, or are we a region that is filled with 5 separate municipalities or whatever it is, including Pima County? And that's all
okay.
I'll say. Thank you.
Okay, bye. Thank you, Matthew.
Thank you. Well, yes, and Matthew's correct. We are separate communities that we all take care of some of our own individual issues, and then there are other things that obviously, infrastructure is very important, and one of the greatest success stories has been the RTA infrastructure. I was just at an event earlier today at Grant Road, and they've accomplished in the first 10 years 775 projects, over $1 billion of investment during the time of really the Great Recession. I still remember walking one of our roads. Sahorita Road was part of the early RTA project. And I was walking with our assistant town manager at the time, Farhad Magimi, who happens to be now the executive director. And we literally had workers during that downturn come up to us, literally with tears in their eyes, thanking us for the work. And obviously, it wasn't us, but it was that bad. So I am, a big proponent of regionalization. But then there are some other things that towns take on their own. We have our own police department, for instance. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We don't have a regional police department. Obviously, unincorporated areas has sheriff's department.
But I think Matthew's concern is kind of the balkanization of
yes.
Pima County. And that's a legitimate concern.
It is, absolutely. And that's why when we enter these discussions or this thought process, I know I do it very carefully and put a lot of due diligence into it. But again, some things definitely, I believe, are in infrastructure, and that's kept us out of the weeds over these last 10 years. But other issues sometimes are better controlled by ourselves.
All right. Henry would like to speak with us about, I think, no-kill shelters. Hey, Henry.
Yeah, I thought that was the subject of the of this show, wasn't that?
Or? Well, there's a bunch of subjects on the show.
Okay, well,
and we, but thank you for calling in.
Well, I was going to say, Mr. Murphy, that we cannot ever go back to kill shelters. It's just not right. It's just not proper. And I know there are issues, like in a more of a rural area like Sahuarita, that perhaps I'm not aware of because I live in the city.
Okay.
But we must never return to kill shelters.
Okay. Thank you, Henry, for voicing your opinion.
Well, yes. And one of the options that we do have, we have a local non-kill shelter, Green Valley Animal League, in our community. So that is one of the options that we could, you know, look at, that we are looking at exploring. So, everything to me always is on the table until it's not on the table. But we are grateful that one of the options is working with a local community nonprofit, Green Valley Animal League, which is a no-kill shelter.
All right, let's go back to the live line. Noah would like to speak with the mayor. Hello, Noah. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Tom?
So good, Noah. Thanks.
So my question is, do you support the Copper Point specific plan, which intends to build a sewage plant behind many of the homes in Northern Rancho? And the other question is, you're also the chair of the CFD board for Rancho Sahuarita, and do you intend to, as that board, to buy the construction debt and put that on the backs of future residents?
Okay. Thank you, Noah.
Well, on the first issue, the Copper Point is still in the early phase. They had one public meeting that I'm aware of, and it will be going to planning and zoning first. And like a lot of the issues, there was another specific plan development agreement with FICO, about 6,000 acres, which took a long time back and forth. So you have to go through planning and zoning first. And then from there, it would come to the council for decision. So I would never want to prejudge something that I haven't even seen yet. But certainly when we worked with the FICO project, things like infrastructure, parks, water, sewer, roads, all of those things came up for discussion. And I think, again, we're at the early phase of Copper Point, which is much smaller than FICO. But those are all legitimate issues that I think as a council we will be looking at to be addressed effectively.
And the second part of his question about the debt burden?
Well, yeah, the CFDs, Quail Creek.
CFD standing for?
Community Facilities District.
Okay.
So it's one mechanism that helps provide infrastructure. Mm-hmm. Quail Creek has a CFD and has had a CFD, I think, for, maybe upwards of 10 years or so. Rancho Sahuarita has an approved ability to do a CFD. It hasn't come to us. So you have to issue debt. And then the debt, it's really growth paying for itself because the debt is attached to the new properties. And that helps fund some of their infrastructure, public infrastructure typically, roads and things like that. So other than knowing that if a CFD is put in place, it will be for the future residents. It won't be on the backs of current residents. So I'm just hoping that's clear, that it's not okay. Spread out amongst everybody.
Dan, let's bring you back into the conversation here in the remaining couple of minutes.
Does it bother you when people refer to Sahuarita as a bedroom community?
Well, I don't know if it bothers me. I think it's a misnomer because it hurts us from when we were in escrow with the Home Depot many years ago. I remember seeing editorials that I'm happy going to Spectrum and shopping at the Home Depot. And it goes back to the point that is a bedroom community sustainable? And my belief is a bedroom community in the state of Arizona is not sustainable, because without having the diversified economy where you have workers in the daytime, and we've been blessed with Green Valley residents who come to our restaurants and things. Mm-hmm. It's really hard for restaurants to survive without a good lunch turn and a good supper turn. Mm-hmm. So if everybody lived in Sahuarita and worked somewhere else, I think, and really,
so
I think that would be
a
disaster.
So you have a ghost town at midday.
Right. And we wouldn't have the sales tax revenue right. to help, you know, when the residents come to us and say, please build another field, we would have a great difficulty doing that without a revenue stream. So it sounds nice, but it's not really sustainable. And, you know, we hear from folks when we've done our surveys with our residents, they do want to work and shop and play in our town. And if you can get off and you work 3 minutes down the road and one of your sons or daughters has a play or an awards ceremony, they would have a greater ability to, you know, show up for that half hour. It's much more difficult if you're living in Tucson.
Okay, you've got nearly 30,000 residents, certainly one of the fastest growing communities in Arizona. What's the future like? Can you handle the growth?
Yes, and that's why projects with specific plans and development agreements attached to them, which really is almost the majority of our town, because if you're working on a project over a very long term, the quote rules of the road are sort of set out, and it's much easier when it changes hands or a national home builder comes in and they say, you know, how do we move forward? So I'm excited. We didn't have a chance to get into, there's 17 parcels of state land east of us, so we're looking at some annexation efforts. So we will grow. There's no doubt about that between the existing developments and the future developments just in the town boundaries that we have. But I'd like to champion to grow continually smart and in a high quality way. In my 13 years, we have more things available to us than I did when I first moved here 13 years ago, and we're very proud, and I'm very proud of that.
All right, Mayor Murphy, thank you very much. From Sahuarita, celebrating this weekend the Fiesta, and again, the nuts and bolts of the Fiesta are?
Down at NMX Park, starting at 2 p.m. It runs to 8 p.m., and then about 5 o'clock, I'll do some welcoming remarks and introduce the mayor of Magdalena and a couple of...
Will there be food?
Oh, there was food. The theme this year is carnival rides.
Okay.
So there'll be lots of carnival rides, food, entertainment, cotton candy, a lot of our nonprofits and vendors and community partners.
Good family event. Thank you very much, Mayor.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. Dan Scheer sticks around and Dylan Smith joins us now. Our Friday roundtable is coming up next on the Buckmaster Show. Stick around. We'll be right back. Tucson now has its own Creole restaurant. Capturing the spirit of New Orleans cuisine, Saz Creole Kitchen and Cocktails is located in St. Philip's Plaza at River and Campbell. The New Orleans-inspired menu includes a full range of gumbos and much-loved beignets. See you at Saz Creole Kitchen and Cocktails. Open daily, 8 a.m. to midnight at St. Philip's Plaza.
Traveling is more than just a flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. Almost 60 flights take off every day from Tucson International Airport and announcing the newest destination, New York.
American Airlines, now boarding nonstop to JFK.
Daily nonstop service to New York starts October 7th with connections across the Atlantic and throughout the Northeast. Now with 18 nonstop destinations from Tucson, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show as we push toward 12:37 on a lovely Friday afternoon. Hope you've had a good week. Dylan Smith joining us in studio now. Dylan is the editor, publisher, founder of the very successful, now in its seventh year, TucsonSentinel.com. Dylan, how are you?
Great. How are you doing?
Doing well. And Dan Scheer is with us, and we appreciate Dan's input because he knows a lot more than Dylan and I do about what's going on in Sahuarita because that's his home turf, and he lives there.
I've been down there once or twice in my entire life. I think we were on a panel once
together. Yeah, I won't forget that.
No, I didn't realize there'd be so much to talk about.
Oh, and there's a lot more. We could have gone a full hour.
It's a hopping little town down there. I mean, it's certainly grown in ways that a lot of people in Tucson don't know.
And what's interesting about Tom Murphy is that he came up through just kind of an interested person who lived in town, who started showing up at council meetings, and then started getting gradually involved. And today, you know, he's the mayor. So, yeah. And I know he's been down there 13 years, but again, paying attention, knows the issues, willing to get into a scrap, but also willing to talk through any concerns you may have. He is like the consummate diplomat. And we really appreciate that about him.
And you were going to mention about the Pima Animal Care Center, because this ongoing issue is the big hot issue right now down there, isn't it?
It is. It's a real big issue. And it wasn't just because we did have a vicious dog attack in February where that kind of shined the light on it. But we had a memo for a couple of years ago from Chuck Huckleberry, and he was asking the partners in PAC to pony up another $180,000 to hire four more workers because they fully understand that the service is not where it should be. And actually, they probably need more than four more workers. So now we as a town, though, but the town said no. And the county at the time was not in a position to take that on. And so that raises the bigger question of should the towns who are involved in this just be let off the hook and they do everything through some sort of a county tax to make sure that they're not, you know, begging, basically. Mm-hmm. If Tucson bumped out of PAC, it would be over. Mm-hmm. Sarita bumping out, it's not that big a deal because we don't give them that much money. And for us, it's going to be a burden taking on this care ourselves. But we also know that we are growing, and so we will eventually have that tax where it's just not going to be that big of a deal. And my guess is we'd hire one person just to start. Mm. But you know, there's a lot to work out, but there's got to be a better way because it seems like it's kind of built on this shifting foundation here. But the county has tried to get more workers. It didn't happen, but the service is not what it should be. It's not nearly what it should be.
On the subject of animal control, there's a lot more to it than, you know, that one person, you know, the dog catcher driving around in the truck catching the animals. You know, you've got veterinary care that needs to be provided. You know, the animals need to be housed and fed, and somebody needs to try and for those whose owners don't come and find them, that, you know, you need to try and get those animals into homes. There's the long tail, no pun intended, of what happens in providing that service is a heck of a lot more than just the guy in the truck.
But I think that the focus has been on the new center, which we okayed the bond for a few years ago, that'll be built later on this year, but and not so much on the public safety, because this is a big public safety issue. There's two 10-year-old girls who are standing outside of a home. A dog gets out,
grabs a dog that one of the girls had on a leash and kills it in front of them. Could have gone after the girls. It's a public safety issue. Now, that would happen whether or not Pack was there or not, but the fact is that dog had been involved in an incident 4 days earlier and should have been picked up and wasn't. Mm-hmm. There's our problem. So it is a public safety issue, but then you start getting into all the questions of, you know, do you dump $10,000 into saving a 17-year-old cat? Okay, we're going to have that discussion at some point, and I know I'm going to be on the very unpopular side of it because I'm going to say absolutely no way, but
You have the ultimate cat lover here. You know what? Seated to your left.
Can't save all the animals, I'm waiting for the emails.
All right. Let's move on from animal welfare issues, one of my favorite topics, but I have other things to cover, Dylan.
First, it was a National Puppy Day yesterday. So.
Yeah, my goodness.
With that said, let's chew on another bone.
A shameless plug to your lovely wife who does such a great job with animal rescue stuff. Seriously.
Yeah, she's...
Name of the organization.
She's involved with a group called Bridge Rescue, which works with dogs that have been in the pound for far too long, generally. Dogs who need a little bit more training, a little bit more care, and need some fostering before they can really be, you know, suitably adopted out. And it's, some amazing dogs who, you know, after you... get them better trained up.
You have housed a couple of these amazing.
Well, that's how we ended up with our newest dog was a dog who was basically bailed out the evening before she was due to be put down because she had been in the pound for months and months without being adopted.
Mm. Anyway,
let's find another bone to chew on here.
Anyway, Maria does a great job. What is the deal here? The governor signed very quickly this measure, this House bill that will change the way we do initiatives, right?
Yeah.
Or the way signatures are collected for initiatives.
Basically, the hoops to jump through to get an initiative on the ballot are going to be held up much higher. Generally, volunteer-driven initiatives don't get enough signatures because you need an awful lot of them. And the legislature just passed a law, and the governor signed it, outlawing the ability to pay people to gather signatures for initiatives. Most of them are, even the most grassroots efforts end up paying people a couple of bucks for gathering valid signatures, and that's now illegal. Political candidates can still pay people to go out and get their signatures.
So this didn't have to be put on the Arizona Constitution.
Apparently not.
I mean, the Arizona go to the voters to decide whether it would be a change for
right.
the Constitution.
And we know that there are a lot of people upset about this. And this has been out there for a little while. And I know in the past people have said, look, if you don't have people passionate enough about an initiative to go out there and volunteer and get the signatures to get this thing on the ballot, then really how big a deal is it? And I don't know, Dylan, were they doing it because too many frivolous things were cropping up? Are they trying to control things? What is your opinion as far as why this actually got through?
Well, you know, there were some initiatives that have gone through that have not been too popular with some folks. Look at the, especially medical marijuana and then legalizing marijuana and things like that, getting on the ballot. And there are some folks that don't like that and want that kind of thing to stop. And really, the most frivolous of initiatives, you know, don't have the money to pay anyone, certainly don't have the volunteers. Every year there are, umpteen initiatives filed. There were an amusing couple that were just filed a couple days ago, one looking to legalize all drugs, including, heroin and LSD. And, this initiative is not...
Everything would be legal.
Whether
right?
we're paid or not would, never end up getting on the ballot. Mm. The people file these, consistently. It won't stop that at all. People can still, file paperwork for whatever cockamamie idea pops into their head.
Mike Varney has handed in his resignation, Dan Scheer and Dylan Smith, and Mike has decided he wants to spend more time with his family. Mike has been the head of the chamber, I think, early 2011. So he's going to be retiring. A new search will be underway. So it's always been a controversial position. It seems like it's one of those jobs that's very hard to please a lot of people.
Well, we are right now in the middle of a search for a new chamber head. Ours is leaving as of March 31st, and they have got three finalists. And in an unincorporated area like Green Valley, that is an extremely important position. And I think for us, the challenge as a newspaper has been driving home that point to people that this person really can help you set the agenda and set the direction of a community. So number one, we have to know which way we want to go. And number two, we have to know who it is we want to come do that. So we're right in the middle of this process, and we're expecting an announcement here pretty quick. So I wish Tucson the best in looking for a new person.
Mr. Varney will be with us 2 weeks from today. We'll get his take on it. Dylan, were you surprised about the resignation?
Not completely surprised. And the Tucson Metro Chamber doesn't quite set the agenda the way the Green Valley Chamber does. You know, we have many more layers of municipal government that where people can provide their input and set the agenda. And it really does raise the question of what is the Metro Chamber looking to do? Is it a networking group? Is it a business lobby that is, trying to push certain points? And they've really, in some ways, sort of divided their attentions and tried to be all things to all people and ended up perhaps not being as vigorous a force as they could be.
Well, that's one of the things you'll be able to ask Mr. Varney directly, because I just checked the schedule and you'll be in studio with me interviewing Mike Varney 2 weeks from today.
I should scribble that down and
yes.
Remember that.
We have the Sheriff Mark Napier with Sheriff Estrada from Santa Cruz County. That's going to be an interesting half hour next week. That's going to be on Wednesday. And I see Dylan at TucsonSentinel.com. Sheriff Napier wrote a guest opinion piece basically saying we're not going to do the job of the feds. We've got our own problem.
Yeah.
Our own problems to deal with.
The point the sheriff was making is that it's not the task of the Pima County Sheriff's Department or any other local law enforcement to tackle enforcing immigration laws. And especially here in southern Arizona, we have one of the largest deployments of federal law enforcement who that is their direct job. The Sheriff's Department has other things to deal with much more directly. They do pay attention to when the feds, when ICE tells them that they'd like them to hang on to somebody, they don't, but Napier says, can't legally hold people for 48 hours without any established proof that they can keep them in jail anymore. But if they're about to release somebody who's been arrested and they have been informed by ICE, they'll let them know as they're processing them out, which takes a couple, 2 or 3 hours to, get them processed out of custody, and let them know that, hey, if you really want this person, if it's important, come on over to the jail and come pick them up. And and over the past few years, from the data we've seen, every time that's happened, people aren't falling through the cracks accusations have flown in other jurisdictions. That's not happening here in Pima County.
And immigration is highly politicized, but this is not a political decision on the part of Sheriff Napier, for sure. This guy is still trying to cut millions from his budget, so
yeah,
he is busy.
That's true. All right. Of course, everyone's in mourning about the Cats basketball, but Dan Scheer is looking. Dan is, I don't know how he feels about the basketball, but he's looking ahead to the gym.
Oh, we know how he feels about the basketball.
Yeah, the gymnastics tournament is coming, right?
NCAA regionals are April 1st. Your Wildcats are not down and out. Okay, the basketball team is, but not gymnastics.
Hey, yeah,
got season tickets. Love it. They lost to ASU earlier this year. That was a bummer. But, this basketball stuff, way overrated.
You watched about 10 or 15 minutes of the game last week.
I
caught you watching.
Yeah. And what did I tell you? We were at an event together, and yes, there was a game on, and I told you that was the most basketball I've watched in my entire life.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Dylan and Dan, thank you very much. Hope you both have a great weekend. We'll be right back with Weekend Watch with Matt Russell. The Regional Transportation Authority works with its member jurisdictions, the business community, project neighbors, and the broader community to deliver transportation projects promised in 2006. This collaborative effort is a model of diverse interests coming together for the benefit of the region. This spirit of regional collaboration helps us address the mobility and safety needs in all of our communities. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. On a changing planet, the University of Arizona's Biosphere 2 has been diving deeper and looking closer while energizing, innovating, conserving, and advancing science on an unparalleled scale to better understand the natural systems around us and to inspire our future generations. For 10 years now, UA Biosphere 2 has explored our planet's future. Come, explore it yourself. Open daily, biosphere2.org.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
It's a land and cruise vacation sale at Bon Voyage Travel. Plan your dream vacation now and save big, up to 65%. Alaska, Hawaii, Europe, South America, the Caribbean, pick your perfect destination. Bon Voyage Travel will create your exclusive getaway that includes extra perks and bonuses you won't find anywhere else. Call Bon Voyage Travel today or visit bvtravel.com.
The excitement is building for the grand opening in early 2017 for the Twisted Tandoor. The legendary Indian food truck will now have a permanent brick-and-mortar home at Swan and Camp Lowell Drive. The menu will be an expansion of the Indian classic offerings from the original Twisted Tandoor food truck. The Twisted Tandoor, coming in early 2017 at 4660 East Camp Lowell Drive. All right, weekend watch time. I love to hear that theme music because I know it is the weekend, and Weekend Watch, presented by Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Road trip time, 3-hour drive, that's all, over to Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. So much to do. Hiking in the Gila, up to check out the Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument. Good eating in downtown historic Silver City. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the many recreation opportunities and great places to stay. Inside Tucson Business, food and beverage columnist, award-winning Tucson publicist, a guy who is always ready for a very good meal, Mr. Matt Russell. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm doing great. I've survived the Wildcats loss. Now that we're basketball isn't on the calendar anymore this weekend, there certainly is plenty to do.
Oh, and there's always good eating on the calendar.
Absolutely. You know what? It's been a long time coming, Bill, but the Three Canyon Beer and Wine Garden is officially open on Sabino Canyon Road, just north of Snyder. Now, this is an outdoor oasis in the desert for sure, with beautifully landscaped gardens, big, comfortable couches and chairs, covered lounge areas, and that's just the outside. I mean, the inside has a huge bar, three TV screens, ample seating for getting the weekend started with all your friends, 20 beers on tap, hundreds more by the bottle, and some great wine. I say create a garden party of your own this afternoon at Three Canyon Beer and Wine Garden.
And many people are probably looking for an adult beverage right about now here in Tucson.
What a coincidence.
You know, we have the flavors of so many corners of the world right here in Tucson.
You know, we do. And the place that you can see that is in the food truck scene. I mean, we love Mexican, German, even Bosnian food has a food truck. But the newest truck to hit the streets, Bill, focuses on the flavors of Guam.
Oh, that's my goodness.
Right. It's called the Hungry Kapuha, and its Guam-inspired menu features a combination of Micronesian, Portuguese, Spanish, even Japanese flavors. So we're talking specially seasoned beef, pork, and chicken with all kinds of great sides and salads that celebrate the culinary traditions of Guam. Check them out on Facebook to see where they're headed this weekend, and follow that truck to transport your palate to Polynesia, Bill.
Yeah, who would think that far eastern Pacific island would have such, I guess, such beautiful, wonderful flavors, and we'll look for their food truck, and we'll also be looking for many folks at the street fair.
Yeah, you know what? And the street fair on 4th Avenue needs no introduction to your listeners. It's about the 90th time this world-class festival has taken over 4th Avenue over the last several decades. But this weekend's event is special, Bill, because of the opening of Bar Passé. This is a new European-inspired sausage and beer bar that's kind of tucked away in the back room of the Café Passé on 4th Avenue. So you're going to get old-world beers. You're going to get pierogies, pretzels, custom-made sausages. There's even a sausage flight if you can't decide on one variety. Now we're talking. Take in the street fair this weekend and stop into Bar Passé for some sausages and ales. Man, that's got weekend watch written all over it.
There you go. Have a great week. Again, Matt, thank you, sir.
Cheers, Bill.
All right. Coming up later today, we've got Mike Check with Mike Shaw, 4 o'clock this afternoon. Mike's doing the show live on remote today, 5151 East Broadway, going over the edge. Mike will rappel down the building to benefit the Girl Scouts. Are you kidding me? I got to hear about that this afternoon at 4. Also want to promote a couple of weekend shows. Charles Heller, our friend, this weekend, Sunday, Liberty Watch, New York University professor of law, on a special 90-minute program on tricks government use to usurp your rights. And he'll have some real ideas on how to preserve liberty. Also, my friend David Morales of Showdown fame, right here on the Buckmaster Show, the first Wednesday of each month. David's got his first kind of his own solo deal tomorrow on the Talk of the Town thing with Sean McCluskey, but David's going to be hosting the 2 hours. That's tomorrow, Saturday, from 1 to 3. Good luck, Mr. Morales. The Buckmaster Show is a presentation of Bill Buckmaster Communications, wholly responsible for its content, on behalf of Ray Allen. Nice job today, Ray. And really the entire team, everyone that does such a great job here at KVOI. And, of course, my assistant, Rosemary Brandt, making sure our podcasts are up in a very timely fashion. On behalf of all of us, we have one wish for you, a great weekend.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.